So let's take a look at three opportunities for the agent who says, this is a second career for me or a second income for me, and I would like to build a little business. Let's start with agent, active agents, the first business plan. And that would include, for example, holding open houses, but being ultra equipped with the right tools that actually convert buyers to want to work with you. So the active agent is out in the marketplace, might say, I want to do 6, 7, 8 deals a year, and I want to be better equipped at interacting with people face to face. I want to win when I go to an open house. There's also social media where you are promoting certain ideas to get the public that you don't know to do business with you. But again, you're not looking to list houses 40 hours a week or 60 hours a week. You're looking for a little extra income. So that's the active agent plan. There's a little bit more to it, but it's understanding you're ultra part-time and you would like to do business with more than friends and family, but also some of the members of the public. The second group is purely friends and family, where you say, if I don't know them, I don't want to work with them. Wonderful. There are thousands of real estate agents that get in the business simply to help out friends and family. And there are ways, though, to let them know that you're in the business and where you've partnered with a certified industry advisor that will help you oversee the crisis management that's inevitable. In every transaction has some level of crisis management, and that you could let your friends and family know how you partner with this group. The third group, the third business plan, is not being a realtor at all. It's becoming just a real estate agent. The active agents are real estate agents, members of the real estate board. The friends and family program, again, if you're showing property, you've got to be a member of the real estate board and pay those dues. But if you want to be just a referral partner that would put your license into a company that holds licenses of real estate agents, but who don't practice as members of the real estate board or pay those fees, which means they can't get access to the data and they can't MLS data and they can't get access to houses. They're just referring business. However, in any case, no matter which pathway you're in, you're earning the same income. Your contribution to a certified industry advisor is very valuable. The lead, the opportunity that you created, is very valuable. Whether you choose the path to work with the public and your friends and family, or just the friends and family program, or the referral partner, in any case, you're giving that opportunity to your partner to make sure the deal closes. They get taken care of, and so do you. The income, the revenue earned on those transactions is the same no matter which group you pick. You just pick your desired level of communication. If you have a friend and family lives locally and you want to show them houses, wonderful. If you simply want to have somebody else take care of it, wonderful. Sometimes you're going to want to do it because it's your sister, your brother, or something like that, and you want to spend time with them. However, the compensation is the same at all levels. So which path is best for you? If you could continue on, there's a little bit more to cover here, and then we hope that you'll have a conversation with us, book a meeting. We can kind of see what pathway is best for you based on all the time you took to study and all the courses you invested in. Let's make that pay off. Thanks for listening.